You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King. For this show, make sure you guys go and subscribe to the podcast in Apple, iTunes, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, but also on the new app, Himalaya. It's a podcast app. It's a great sponsor of this show. It's super easy, intuitive, and you can actually make curated playlists of all your different podcasts. So go look at the app, Himalaya, and subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies. A great guest for you guys today. First time on the show. But we actually kind of first time on the show. We've been on before as an interview, but Lane Whitaker, Grizz Gaming GM. What's going on, man?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I don't feel like this is my first time on the show.
It is, but not really. It is, but right. Not really. We've actually had several interviews with you on the show before. I wanted to have you on, A, to talk about Grizz Gaming, obviously. Give everybody an update what's going on. And this is something that I want to try to do every single week. Have you come on, give us an update on the team. How's it going? Things like that. There's a lot that's happened since we spoke last. Last time we spoke was before the season started. So I want to start, obviously you guys made a trade with Toxic this year. I want to start right there. Obviously that's the biggest thing for me. What made it an imperative that you guys needed to do that? And by the way, that was like the nicest trade send-off I've ever seen in my entire life. But it was great. Toxic was a great guy. We talked obviously together as well. But what made that seem like that was something you needed to do for the team?
I love Toxic, and he was a real leader for us, and came in, did everything that was asked, did above and beyond what's required of any player in the league. But we were just at a point where we just needed a fresh voice in the room. And I think Tox felt like it would probably be best for him to get another shot somewhere else. And, we've started really slow this year. And I think it's one of the things I had talked to you about was, we had at the time, we had 3 19-year-olds on the team. And so we knew it was going to take a little time for these guys to kind of get used to playing on that stage under the lights and all that stuff. So, I knew it was going to take Vandy and J-Rod in particular some time to adjust to playing in the league. It's different than playing at home or sitting on your bed and playing the game. So there were some growing pains out of the box. And as we started and got this thing going, and the one thing I kept talking to the guys was just get better tomorrow. As long as we get better every day, by the end of the year, we're going to be in a pretty good place. Vis-a-vis all that, we got to the point with Tox where, he was on a Cleveland team that went to the Final Four last year. And I think he thought he welcomed the idea of getting a chance to go somewhere. And, Orlando became a possibility. He's from West Palm, so not far from Orlando. And when that came up, he was excited to have a chance to go somewhere close to home. So the guy we traded for, Kelmav, was a guy who we had – really looked into drafting. We had talked to him in the pre-draft process. He was a great sharp shooter kind of in that pro-am scene, and was a guy, he's from Atlanta. So it was a guy who, relatively local, was a guy we really kind of targeted. And then we drafted J-Rod and didn't really need to draft another sharp at that moment. And then with him in Orlando, it was just a good fit all the way around. So that video we put out that you talked about with me and Toxic after the trade, before we announced the trade, I talked to Toxic and, there was honestly genuinely no bad blood on anybody's part. And I was, Toxic was going to come in and do some stuff. And I was like, why don't we just put something out to just show people that, that this is really genuine. And he was like, I would love to do that. So we put out that little video showing people that, we really do have a lot of respect for each other, I'm thankful for everything he did for us, and I think it's going to be one of those trades that worked out well for everyone involved.
Yeah, like I said, it was the nicest trade completion video that I think that I've ever seen. But it was good. It seemed genuine, and we obviously was Toxic all the best. How are the 19? You mentioned the young guys, and something we obviously talked about before the season. Something was on the show. A lot of young kids. How are the young kids progressing in the season?
Good. You know, the other thing is now that we traded for Kelmad, we have another 20-year-old. So
right.
we managed to get younger with the trade. And, you know, I think we're the youngest team in the league. Now we have three 19-year-olds, a 20-year-old. Universal is 22, and they call him the old head on the team. And then Mayar, authentic African, I think he's 24, 25. He's our oldest player now. So we have a young team. And you can tell, like, from where we are now to from where we are at the start of the season, these guys have gotten a lot better. And that's mostly due to just experience and having a chance to play the league build, having a chance to play with people screaming at you and with television cameras circling around you and lights flashing and smoke machines and all that stuff, you know.
Right.
It's a different experience. And they've all been great off the court, and they've started to get it kind of figured out on the court and started to kind of figure out what works and what doesn't work. And I think, you know, we've won four of our last six games now. We're kind of hitting where I thought we would be. And it's been fun to watch them put in the work and kind of start to see the benefits from it.
Yeah, it definitely pays off. Obviously, you guys started very slow, got bounced in the first round of that tournament. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We will talk more with Lang about Grizz Gaming and a few other things. Today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Thanks to Hotels.com for being a huge sponsor of the Locked On shows. Don't hate your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. Today's show is also brought to you by Grip 6 Belts. Grip 6 is ultra lightweight belts with no holes, no flap, and it's an absolute great Father's Day gift. Go to grip6.com for your special offer code LOCK. That's grip6.com/locked. grip6.com/LOCKE. Welcome back to the show. Talking with Lang Whitaker, Grizz Gaming GM. You mentioned before, we were talking about the young kids, all the different things that go along with playing in the 2K league. It's not just playing. It is everything along with it. I guess I want people to understand how much of a travel just it is insane for you guys. You're playing in New York every single weekend. You're flying to New York like 15 times. I mean, it's just insane. Kind of get people an overview of how you guys travel, like just the weekly, process for you guys.
Well, first of all, it ain't private. You know, we're flying coach. So that means dealing with things that when you fly private, you don't have to deal with, like security lines and all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, we deal with all that. So, like, for instance, this week we play Friday night in New York. We have a game at 7 o'clock Memphis time and a game at 9 o'clock Memphis time. So this week we're going to fly to New York Friday morning. I think our flight's at, like, 10 a.m. We'll fly direct. So we have to be at the airport an hour and a half ahead of whatever it is, ahead of time, sit around, wait for the flight. If there's no delays, you fly in. A van from the league will pick us up at the airport, take us to the hotel. Hopefully we get there after the check-in time, because otherwise you have to sit around the hotel lobby for a while and wait to be allowed to check in.
Right.
We check in, we drop off our stuff. Probably half an hour later, we'll jump on a van and go back to the television studio where we do the where the 2K League takes place. We'll be there all night. Our last game's at 10 o'clock New York time. So by the time we get done, it'll be after 11 o'clock. Go back to the hotel. No one can go to sleep because we're all kind of, you know, wired. So we haven't had dinner. So then you got to find somewhere to eat dinner, which is not hard in New York and, you know, Times Square where we stay. So all that stuff, we get done. You know, you go to bed after midnight and then wake up Saturday morning. We fly back here, get back here at some point Saturday. I'll probably give you guys Saturday off. Then next week, we'll probably practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because Wednesday we fly to Orlando for the ticket tournament. And we're in Orlando Wednesday to Sunday next week. And then it just keeps going. I mean, it's like that every week. It's been since our first game was on April 3rd. And, so the last 2 months have just kind of been a whirlwind of that. The one thing that's been helpful this year is we have some bye weeks built in. So,
right.
Guys, after the last bye week was, think it was 2 weeks ago, and so the guys had the chance to go directly from New York. Three of the guys just flew straight home from New York and spent a week at home, and then flew back to Memphis from there. So that's been nice to have a little bit of time. I get to spend a little time with my family, and the guys get to see their family and friends and that kind of stuff. So it's been helpful in the grind of this whole thing, but it's tough, man. It's you know, you got to find time to do laundry and go to the grocery store and do all that other stuff in the middle of all that too. So it's not easy. And you know, some of these kids are first time they're having to do laundry, or first time they're having to figure out a way to, where can I get a car wash or whatever. There's, you know, right. There's things, life things you got to figure out. So, you know, it's a grind.
It's almost, you know, it almost is like sending these kids off to college, but in an extremely intense college right away, you know, like yeah. they just got to figure stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. In some ways it is like that. It's, you know, especially from the social aspect of it and having to, you know, you're all of a sudden you go from being by yourself to living with five other guys and right. being with these five other guys and me constantly. We're all together all the time at the airports and everything. So,
And you have to get along, like, you have to.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the thing. Like when we went to Vegas, we had a tournament in Vegas, about a month ago, and our flight from here was supposed to leave at like something like 10 a.m. and we ended up leaving closer to like 6 p.m. And our flight, we were supposed to go to Houston to Vegas, and then it was going to be Dallas to Vegas, then it was going to be Charlotte to Vegas, and we ended up going to Chicago to Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those, you know, travel days from heck. And we but I was like proud of the guys, because it was a weather delays all over the country. It wasn't anybody's fault really. So
right.
We were just stuck in the airport all day, and then stuck changing plans and doing all this stuff. And, you know, we were all together, and I was proud of the guys for, you know, not getting frustrated with it and just kind of seeing the ridiculousness of it all.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, I travel a lot for a living too. I've been there, and it is crazy. This sometimes those days just get away from you, and you just kind of have to be like, you know what? I'm just here. I'm along for the ride, and whenever I get home, unfortunately, and that's tough to deal with, especially with, you know, by yourself, it's fine. You can kind of sink your head into your laptop and watch Netflix or something, but you know, five other dudes are, sometimes it's different. Like I said, it's a mix of personalities. And if it's not mesh right away or don't mesh at all, and you know, things can get weird throughout the season. You guys are coming up on week 8. The regular season, you guys take on the Pacers on Friday night and the Pistons on Friday night at 8 and 10. Obviously all the games are on Twitch. You guys can catch them all there. They're streamed live there. Talk to me about these games, the Pacers and Pistons. Are these games that you feel like are winnable for you? If you do, what do you got to do to get two W's?
I think any game in the league this year is winnable for us. You know, the league is flattened out a little bit from where it was last year, and teams, almost any team can win any night. It just depends on if you're making your shots and if you're playing defense. Basically, it's the Lakers were a team that had one win and they got a win last night. There's a lot of teams that just kind of had bad luck and haven't gotten things to go their way. So I really think almost any game in this league is winnable for any team. That being said, the Pacers are probably one of the best defensive teams in the league. And they were, I think they were 5-1 or 5-2, and then they lost twice last week. But I think they have Wolf, who's probably the best individual on-ball defender in the league. Offense has kind of been their issue so far this season. So, and you got to outscore them, which is hard because they're such a good defensive team. We beat them a year ago in the regular season, so to open the season. So I'm sure they want to get some measure of revenge from that. But they have so many guys on that team that are just kind of known and respected around the league. Swizz, right. Wolf, Rama. So they're going to be tough. That's a game that I do think it's winnable, but it's going to be tough. And then the Pistons have won one game this year, made a trade recently. So I know that once they get those guys in there, they're going to be a better team than they were. And, they have a really good young center whose name May, and he goes against our player whose name Mayar. So
right.
May versus May at the center position. But, you know, the Pistons are in last place right now, and I don't want that to be a trap game. You know, that's one of those games that you look at and you're like, oh, we can just win this game. But I don't think we can. Any team in this league can win any night, and that's a game we can't overlook them. We got to play hard and come out strong against them.
Absolutely. Let's take one more break. We're going to get back, come back and finish up with Lang here on Locked On Grizzlies.
Today's show is brought to you by Untuckit. Dads come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their shirts, like tall, short, slim, and relaxed. Ever wonder why your father's button-ups look so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy. That's where Untuckit comes in. Untuckit is the solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great, untucked, and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailor required. Go to Untuckit.com, promo code MBA to get 20% off. Go to Untuckit.com and use promo code MBA to get 20% off.
Welcome back to the show. Our last segment with Lang today. Again, something we're starting doing every single week. We're going to have him on. He's going to give us updates on Grizz Gaming. We're talking about some other things. And this is the portion where I want to talk to you about some different things, Lang. I noticed you put out a article on Grind City Media about 901 FC. And as a huge soccer fan, obviously I produce all the games for 901 FC, so I'm there all the time. How cool is it to have a soccer team here? I mean, you mentioned that. I can't remember which game you went to. Was it the first one, or which game were you there for?
The opener. Yeah, the opener.
Okay, yeah. The atmosphere is crazy over there. I didn't know you were that into soccer. How exciting is it for you, I guess, to have something that this right down the road from the Forum?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, the column I wrote was basically about my background with soccer. It was just that when I was at Slam Magazine forever, we started a soccer magazine, and that was me just lobbying my bosses to let us do it.
Right.
They finally did. So we started this magazine called Striker. We did four issues. We had Landon Donovan, David Beckham, Thierry Henry, and Ronaldo, the Brazilian Ronaldo, on the cover at different times. And, you know, I got to meet and hang out with all those dudes for a while. But one of the weird kind of coincidences of all that whole thing was when I was at Slam in the early 2000s, we used to go to a lot of New Jersey Nets games.
Right.
And I got to be friends with one of the guys who was friends with Richard Jefferson. And the other guy who they were friends with in that group was Tim Howard, who was playing for, at the time, the Metro Stars in MLS. And then all of a sudden, Tim Howard got signed by Manchester United. And everybody was like, whoa. And that was right about when we started the soccer magazine. So my wife and I went over to Manchester and spent a couple of days with Tim. And I wrote a story about Tim at the time. And we've stayed in touch. And now he's owner, president of 901 FC. So it's funny to how it all kind of connects again. But it's cool. It's cool to have a team here, and it's just going to grow. That's the thing I think is awesome about it. You know, so far it's already like right out of the box. It's been a success, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I mean, there is not a game that I've been to, you know, besides the USL games, the Open Cups, which I think are different, but there's not a game that I've been there that hasn't been packed. Even the game that got rained out halfway through a couple weeks ago, that have people just, you know, are packed in that stadium over there and are consistently there for that team, you know, consistently there to support it, and consistently in the top 10, I think like five or six in attendance. And as far as like percentage to, you know, people there versus seats available, they're like one or two, or, you know, two or three every week. So it's pretty impressive. Last thing before I get you out of here, Grizzlies, regular Grizzlies. Why do you think that the Grizzlies don't have a coach yet? You think that's just, they're still talking to people?
I don't know for certain, because those decisions are made way above my pay grade.
Sure.
But
yeah. I'm just talking in Lang's opinion.
Yeah,
you think they're just still talking to people?
My thought was, and nobody told me this, my thought was they were going to take their time on it, because you could wait until after the draft lottery.
Right.
Because if you get a good pick in the draft lottery, that job might attract a different class of coach than it would have beforehand. I don't know if that's true or not, but then we ended up getting a good pick in the draft lottery. So, you know, maybe other people become options that weren't options beforehand.
Right.
But I don't know. That's just my guess. And you know, the other thing is, like, if you have a coach right now, like, what difference does it make? You know, like all the guys are at home. We're about to draft we're about to have the number two pick in the draft where you could get a franchise, you know, altering player. But that hasn't happened yet. And the player is not here yet. And the decisions haven't been made yet. So I feel like, you know, this is the chance you get where you don't have to hurry. You can take your time and you can say, all right, we're going to make the right decision here and we're going to be thoughtful and deliberate with this. And, you know, if they come out in the 20 minutes and announce they've hired a coach, which I have no idea if they're going to, when they're going to announce anything. But if they come out, if they send out an email in 20 minutes and they're like, hey, we hired a coach. You know, it doesn't really change anything if they'd hired one a week ago or today or a week from now. So I think, like, you know, you so often in sports, it's like the coach thing is like, especially if it happens during the season, you have to get someone in there right away and you have to hurry and do this and that. Right. This is one of those few chances where you can actually take some time and get it right.
You're right. There's nothing going on. And I said this is the last question. Do you have any opinion on RJ Barrett versus Ja Morant, or do you think equally good? Is there one guy that you decided more than the other?
No, I don't watch college basketball at all.
Right.
Does nothing for me. I just basically all my knowledge of college basketball is based on watching highlights and then watching the NCAA tournament. That being said, like, I have a friend who went to Duke who was like, you know, with all the talk about Zion or whatever, Barrett did set the freshman scoring record at Duke this year, which is pretty impressive.
Right.
But I've been watching Ja clips too. And, you know, the thing that gets with me with him is not just him dunking over people, but his vision, his passing. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's going to translate no matter what level he's playing on. Watching him, like, you know, dot guys in the corners and being able to find cutters and all that stuff. That to me is special. That's the kind of thing you don't really teach. And I to me, in my opinion, I like Ja over Barrett, but, you know, I don't make that call.
But it is going to be interesting for sure. The Ja Morant Highlands. I'm with you. I don't watch college basketball. I only go back and watch the games that I have to watch that I go right. need to go and formulate into a actual opinion. Educated opinion about these guys. I don't have any interest in watching college basketball besides the Tigers. You know, I don't care. But you know, either way, we'll see in a few weeks. We'll have it'll be exciting either way next year alongside Jaren Jackson Jr. So that's going to be exciting. No expectations. Next year is just going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. So Lang, I appreciate it, man. Good luck against the Pistons and I can't remember how I said the Pacers.
Pistons and the Pacers. Yeah.
Again, those games are on Twitch. You can stream them live for free. So, man, I appreciate it. Yeah. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right. See you.